Yes, it is, Lord.
Pour out your power and love as we sing. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy.
Praise the Lord. Is that your desire to see Him? Amen. Do y'all know the song, More of You? Y'all heard that song, More of You? Let's try singing that, just a little chorus. Enjoy this music. My, wonderful. Amen. And then we may have a song for you, but let's just sing that little chorus. More of You. I think it's in G. C.
More of You. More of You. I've had it all, but what I need is more of You. Of things I've had my fear, yet I hunger still. Empty and bare, Lord, hear my prayer for more of You.
One more time, we'll just worship.
Yes, more of You. More of You. I've had it all, but what I need is more. Things I've had my fill. Oh, but yet I hunger still. Empty and bare, Lord, hear my prayer for more of You. Yes, more of You.
Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Here's your guitar, brother. Amen. Put that in my pocket. All right. Well, sometimes when the preacher gets up here, we got so many things in our pocket. You know? Amen. I'll just try this one. Yeah, this is fine. Thank you. Amen. Just had a song here we was wanting to sing. Pray it'd be a blessing to you. Amen. But I hope you enjoyed the message this morning. And this afternoon, we'll get a little bit further in there. I told y'all we're going to bring Lazarus and put him right up here in front of us. Amen. And I believe if we can do that, amen, I believe that it'll really help us to understand a lot about ourselves. Amen. But we're going to try to kiss C, I believe. Hope I'm not too loud. Amen. Amen.
Well, now, who can speak to a cripple? Stand right up and walk. Who can cause the deaf and dumb to hear and start to talk? Who can say to a fever's brow, saying, let it be, with just a little clay, touch a little way, the blinded eyes can see? I'm telling you, He can, and I know that He will stand by your side when the world comes crumbling in. Well, now, no one ever done what He's done. He laid down His life, but He rose to live again. Well, what can cause an old man that's about to say goodbye to lift up both of those dying arms with a tear running from his eye? With his loved ones gathered all around him, he can smile and say, don't fear, for the one that led me through the storm gonna lead me from here. I'm telling you, He can, and I know that He will stand by your side when the world comes crumbling in. Well, now no one ever done what He's done. He laid down His life, but He rose to live again. stand by your side when the world comes crumbling in. When I know one ever done what he's done, he laid down his life, but he rose to live again.
One more time.
Well, now he can, and I know that he will stand by your side when the world comes crumbling in. Well, now no one ever done what he's done. He laid down his life, but he rose to live again. He laid down his life, but he rose to live again.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Be all right. Maybe we'll sing one more. Y'all get somebody singing. I heard one man said, oh, you don't let me get up and sing. So last time I got up and sing, 200 people got up and changed their religion, you know. So. Amen. Well, you know, Brother Branham said that, you know, if the frog don't croak for his own pond, you know, he's not much of a frog, you know. Amen. So we're going to sing this song to you. I told you I was this country's cornbread. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Well, I was on the mountain, wandering from the fountain, when I heard my Savior speak to me. He said, come to me, relenting of your sins, repenting. And I will lead you out where you can see. And I'm so glad he found me. In love he bound me, put his arms around me. Then he led me onto the shelter. And now I'm one of his own, and know the joy of knowing hearts are going. Someday I'm going to my home in glory. Walk the streets paved with gold. I will love him ever, straight from him, no, never. He's the truest friend I've ever knew. And when I see him yonder, oh, my love will just grow fonder. When I'm in that happy home beyond the blue, well, I'm so glad he found me. In love he bound me, put his arms around me. Then he led me unto the shelter. And now I'm one of,
how about you?
One of his own. And oh, the joy of knowing where hearts are going. Someday I'm going to my home. Walk the streets paved with gold.
Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. There you go. Thank you, brother. Amen. We have a wonderful time waiting for us on the other side. And we're being called to come forth. And unless you do come forth, you're not going to be in His presence. So this afternoon, if we would take our Bibles, the Lord bless you this afternoon, and we turn to St. John chapter 11 once again. Praise be to God. Amen. And we would just like to maybe read verse 43, if we could. And also we would turn to Titus chapter 3, verse 5, if we would. And we just want to continue on in our line of thinking that we were ministering this morning. And we want to go a little bit deeper into this resurrection and really pray that the Lord will bring these things out to a reality to you. Amen. It says, "And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, Loose him and let him go." And then Titus, if we would, just chapter 3, so that you would see the line of direction and thinking that I'm going. Verse 5, it says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Amen. What a promise that we have. Amen. Let us come to that place where we do come forth. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to bless the reading of the word this day, Lord God. And Father, just move thy servant out of the way. Use him, Lord Jesus. Father, let us reach down to the needs of the assembly, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit speak to each heart here, Lord God, as you did Lazarus in the condition that he was in, Lord. Father, bless us now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. The Lord bless you tonight. Now, we're speaking of Lazarus being called from the dead. And we're seeing that it's not just any voice, but it is the voice of the resurrection. And the prophet of God said this voice is the voice of Christ. And that's very important to realize, because we have to understand that Christ is the anointed one. Christ is the one, hallelujah, that when he came to Lazarus, he spoke not just to a man. This is what I'm really trying to get you to see. He wasn't just speaking to a man, because this voice is the voice that transcends dimensions. Because when he called Lazarus, Lazarus was not in that tomb. Lazarus was on a four-day journey. But that body was laying down there. And it was in a rotten condition where everybody knew it's over. Everybody knew there's no more hope. But oh, my saints of God, that is the voice that speaks to them. Amen. Hallelujah. That is the voice of those that are dead. Praise God. And here he was in a four-day journey. Brother Branham says, we don't know where he went. We really don't know where. Now, we read the scripture and the understanding that we know that those that died before the blood went to paradise. But he was on a four-day journey. Now, I don't know if he was 4 days in paradise, but he was on a journey. And I mean, he had already came to this place, and here was the voice that was on this earth. Here was a man in that dimension, and that voice, he had to hear that voice. That voice had to be heard in order for Lazarus to come back and come into that body, and there be a resurrection, and that body would come forth and stand upon the earth. All saints of God, we have to realize what this voice is doing. It's not just calling us, but it's calling us to a condition. It's a condition that the Word sees we must be in. He wasn't just calling to a man, but he was speaking to a condition. He was speaking to a rotten corruption. Where, let me tell you something. Everything about Lazarus in that body had died. Even his germ of life. Now think about that. Talk about a great resurrection. Even Lazarus' germ of life, where his children would come forth from, was dead. But when he came forth, he came forth with all his faculties. God don't come into your life and halfway patch you up. He's going to bring deliverance into your life. He's going to set you free. He's going to loosen you, my brother and sister, that you can live the life of a resurrection. You can live, what is the life of a resurrected person? It's a person that can overcome all things. Jesus lived that life. He can overcome. He said, a resurrected life is a life that knows no obstacles. Come on, church. Christ himself, we find out that he could walk through a wall. He could do all these things. But he'd come to that place. His body had come to the place now to where he could travel as a thought. Before, he was locked in this veil of flesh. And he had to come in flesh. Because the blood had to be shed for a reason. And what that reason was, is it was his blood that washed you. It was his blood that, the prophet of God says, that loosed you. That the word wash actually means to be loose. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Do we see what his blood is doing for us? Church, that's why it has to be put under the blood to be made right. Are you with me? See, it has to be done. You say, oh, well, I'm going to trust in the blood covering. Most of us don't even understand what the blood covering really is. But Brother Branham says it has to be made right. See, that's your blood covering. Because here is the token, not just the blood, but the life that's in the blood. Is that right? Hallelujah. And what is that? That is the word that speaks to you. That is the voice that speaks from the blood. The life of the blood. And that life is telling you, get right. Live right. Do this. Do that. Come forth. And I'll ask you this day, what is that voice saying to you? The voice is telling you to come forth. And you say, but I can't. Then you don't believe in the vision that Jesus saw of you. Because see, that's what Lazarus was coming forth to. He was coming forth with the understanding of what Jesus saw of him. Hallelujah. Church, don't let the devil deny you. Don't let nothing of this world deny you. Because that promise is yours. Amen. Praise be to God. Now you think about that. There was a man 4 days, rotten, corrupt. But then one day he stood back on the earth. And I don't know, maybe he could have had children. And maybe one day they were all sitting together and his kids could say, you know, Dad, I was there. I was there. I was in that same condition. And that voice called and you came forth. Oh, come on, church. Hallelujah. See, God will not just resurrect you just to bring you to a halfway stage. Amen. But if you notice, Lazarus came forth. Watch what the Bible said. It said, and he that was dead. Not is dead. See? It didn't say is dead. It said was dead. He that's already been in that condition, I'm now calling him to another condition. And it's only one voice, my brother and sister. And that's the thought this evening I'd like to speak to you of, is the voice that summons all things in us. There is a voice that's calling today. And that voice is calling you to a place. It's calling you more than just being that church member. Just being a part of a church. Amen. But it's wanting you to live a resurrected life. Hallelujah. Wanting you to be an overcomer. Wanting you to be able to overcome any obstacle that the devil throws at you. Wouldn't you like to be able to live that life? Hallelujah. Be able to live that resurrected life. Where we're supposed to be living. Come on, church. He called Lazarus. And he that was dead came forth. Bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. He was in a condition he couldn't even help himself. Come on, saints. See, that's our trouble. We always get to a place where we think we can handle it. And as long as you got your hands on it, you're going to make a mess out of it. You got to come to the place where you're willing to let go of that thing. You say, but I got a son and daughter, and I've been praying, and I've been crying, and I've been travailing, and I've been coming to the altar, and I want them to come to Christ. Do you realize that you have a token? Now here's the question. Do you have confidence in that token? You know what happens to a lot of people in this message? The token will become a weakness to them because they want to see the child's salvation. But it might not be meant for you to see the child's salvation, but it is meant for you to believe for that child's salvation. Because if you apply that token and you go in the grave and that voice that summons all things, hallelujah, when you resurrect, they will be there if that token was applied. But don't let that token become a weakness to you to where you're, No, the token will bring peace. It will bring strength in your heart. It will cause you to rest. See, the devil knows how to make you worry. Brother Brown says, worry can bring cancer. Worry can bring amnesia. You can get so worried about something, you can have spiritual amnesia. You can get caught between two opinions. One brother says this, pastor says this one says that, and you get caught between two opinions, and you're caught in a state of spiritual amnesia. Hallelujah. But there is a voice that will summons you to your place where God has called you to be. Nobody can bring you there. Your wife can't bring you there. Your husband can't bring you there. You can't bring your children to that place. You can believe for it. You can claim it. You can hold on to it. Had he right said that's the truth, Brother Branham, and she held on. She didn't know salvation was fixing to come to those two boys. She didn't realize what was fixing to happen. But oh my, there she was in the corner. You know, I don't think much of us could humble ourselves to come to the corner. But you know what? God can see your problem in the corner just as well as he can see you right here. But oh, she sat there, and all of a sudden, she just said the right word. And Brother Branham said, I give you your children. I give you these boys in the name of Jesus Christ. Now think about that, saints. That was the third pull, the first time it was used on a human being, Brother Branham said. Now here's the key. Anytime God does something the first time, he never changes. That's right. So you have just as much birthright to claim your loved ones. It's yours. Because God don't change His mind about His Word. See, God can't change His mind about His Word. But God gave us something that's wonderful. He gave us a mind that can change. We can repent. We can forgive. But God can't. God, He can't change His mind. His mind can't be changed. Because if He changed His mind, He would be no more different than us. See, that's what I love about God. His first thought was eternal. My, when He thought of me, He said, that'll do. He thought of you. He said, that'll do. He didn't have to think again and then think again. Well, I don't know. I have red hair. Let's try him with black hair. He loved you the first time, my brother and sister. His first thought of you is eternal. See, that's why you have a right to claim your loved ones. You have a right to call forth. If the voice, if Christ is in you, the voice of the resurrection is living in you today. And you have that right to call that seed forth. And believe it. See, the stone has to be rolled back. That means you've got to believe it. You've got to accept it. You've got to do something. So He called Lazarus forth. And Lazarus came forth bound, tied, napkin on his head, wrapped in grave clothes. Oh, hallelujah. I'd say we're getting a picture here, isn't it? Whoa, my, just think about that. There was just a few moments. There was corruption. There was filth. Mortified. His body had mortified. But that didn't stop the voice. You say, well, I don't know if God can do this. Then you don't believe God. I serve a God that can do anything. You're looking at a man right now, brothers and sisters, that had a four-way bypass and an open-heart surgery. And God touched me in a miraculous way. A four-way bypass, open-heart surgery. I'm 53 years old. And my doctor tells me my heart beats like I'm 18 years old. I said, yeah, but I've got 50-something-year-old parts, doc. But I got this heart inside of me that, man, I mean, once it starts pumping and getting going, I tell you, there may be a lot of young men in here, and you might be able to outplay me in basketball, you might be able to outrun me in football, you might be able to, but you can't outwork me. I can guarantee you that. Because once my heart gets kicked in, I can work 10, 12 hours straight. I could come home, I could take a shower, and I'm up to 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Because there's something about when you get a new blood flow that's flowing through your body, it does something different. And my brother and sister, if you've got a new blood flow flowing through you, if that blood of Christ is flowing through you, then it's done something wonderful. It's washed you. And that word washed means to be loosed. And He said that same word that Jesus used is the same word He used when He rose Lazarus from the grave. Now, I want to show something to you here. I want to share this with you. And, Brother Dale, would you? Brother Wade, would you help me here? Maybe I could get you to help me here. You'll be my demonstration here. No, just remember, you won't be killed for this, okay? So, but I want to show you this. I told you I was going to bring Lazarus in front of us. So I want to share something with you here. Now take your Bibles and turn to verse 44. And it said, he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about him with a napkin. So we're going to place a napkin over your head. Okay? Does it fit? Now, wait a minute. You're supposed to be dead. You ain't supposed to be moving. Now, see? I'm putting this around you.
Okay.
This ain't nothing you put around yourself.
Oh, sorry.
See, Lazarus didn't put his grave clothes around him.
That's right.
See, Lazarus was affected by what somebody else said about him.
Amen.
Lazarus was affected by what somebody thought of him.
Yep.
But he wasn't the one that put himself in this condition. Right. So I tell you, brother, could you just hold that right there?
I'm dead.
Okay, well, just hold that good enough for me. All right. Smart aleck preacher. All right, now, we're not done. Now it says he was bound hand and foot. What that means, he was wrapped around. Oh my, look at this. I want y'all to see the condition this man is in. All right, now watch this. Now here's a man that the voice of the resurrection, that's going to be a good picture there on the internet. I can see that right now. Here's a picture. The voice of the resurrection has called forth and says, Lazarus, come forth. I'll think about it. Well, maybe I'll go to church. I heard they were having a special there, but I just don't know. It's a long ways to travel. The voice said, come forth. Forth. And that did not stop a man who was in that condition. Because God was calling him to another condition. And he was bringing him forth, and that voice that was transcending to another dimension spoke to Lazarus and brought him back and put him in that body. Let me tell you something. He wasn't halfway resurrected. Here was a man, stand out here, brother, that was dead, but now he's resurrected.
Amen.
But he's still bound.
Come on, brother.
He's still tied up
Exactly.
in the things of his past.
Right.
He's still bound. And he cannot loose himself.
Right.
Oh, we need some strong brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
We need some that's praying, some prayer warriors.
Right.
We need some that know how to get loose. We need to know some that's been in that condition. Some that, let me tell you something, what you've gone through might not have even been for you.
Right.
It was for somebody else. Not even for you. That pain and hurt and sorrow that you went through wasn't even for you, but it was for you to come and be in a church that when somebody else was going through that, my brother and sister, you would have a life, a resurrected life. Praise God. You could stand up and say, I've been there. But there's a voice that called me out of that condition. Oh yeah, I used to smoke cigarettes. Yeah, I used to drink beer. Yes, I used to lust after women. But you know what? I don't do that no more. And the devil says, oh, but you know this, and you know that, and you know you got like your mother, and you got like your father. You're in this family, and I got news for you. The doctors told me, they said, you know, your diabetes runs in your family. And I said, well, I'm not part of that family. And they said, well, he said, these are some things here that we really believe that you'll have to start taking with your heart and things like that. And I don't know if y'all have seen those little glipizide bottles or little blood strip things. I said, all right, devil, you want to put something like that in my life? I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to take those strips out and I'm going to put anointing oil in there. And now I got me a cute little thing that I carry around when I pray for people. I just flip it open, and they just amazed to see a diabetic strip holder as an oil container. Oh man, we're forgetting about the dead here. Okay, I'm sorry. Come forth! See? Now watch this. Watch this. Here's a man that is resurrected. Mm-hmm. He's standing on the earth, resurrected. Mm-hmm. He ain't corrupt no more. Right. And these ain't what got resurrected. Mm-mm. Are you getting it?
Right.
A resurrected man is now standing, but he's still bound.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's still tied up. Don't stop listening to the voice. Don't think just because you're in this message. I've been in this message for 20 years and been in the way. Yeah, that's your problem. You've been in the way. You got to get out of the way and let the voice speak and summons all the things in you out and bring you to the place He's wanting you to. But now here is a man. He's in this condition. He's resurrected. You cannot deny Lazarus was resurrected. But he's still bound.
Right.
He's still tied up.
Come on.
Right. By other things that people put on him. Right. You're not getting hot in there, are you, brother? Okay. By what everybody else has put on him.
Right.
He had no control of these things. But I know one that had a greater control.
Amen.
I know one that when he spoke, he not only said, Lazarus, come forth! But then the voice spoke deeper and said, loose him and set him free.
Right.
I don't believe he was just speaking to Mary and Martha and those people around there, but he was saying, corruption, let him go.
Right.
Death, let him go.
Amen.
Nothing will be left. Everything will be resurrected.
Amen. That's right.
And there he is, standing, resurrected, in a condition. And the word said, loose him. Loose him. And let him go. Now watch this. Watch this. Thank you, brother. Here, don't leave. Here is a man who is now resurrected.
Amen.
He's been called.
Mm-hmm.
See? He's resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
He's now loosed.
Right.
He's now set free that he can now live
right.
a life.
Right.
Now watch this. We're not done yet. Watch this. These didn't get resurrected.
Right. That's right.
These things of the past are dead.
Right.
What do you do with dead things?
Right.
You bury them.
Right.
You don't go, bro. You want to keep your dead things here? Here, Lazarus. Would you like to carry? No, no, thank you. You think those things smell good? But now here it is. Now Lazarus stands in a resurrected form because the voice has summoned this in him. Oh my. If we could only understand what that voice is doing. That voice called Luther to justification. That same voice called Wesley to sanctification. And now that voice calls the Pentecost to the gifts. But now that voice is calling you.
Amen.
Are you catching it? Now here's a man that stands in a justified condition as though it was never done
right.
in the first place.
Amen.
Justified,
right.
loosed,
yep.
set free.
Yep.
Oh, church, that ought to excite you.
Right.
Do you see it? You want the grave clothes? Then why will people hang on to them? Nasty, stinking things, dead things all on them, everything wrapped up, bound up. All these things cause you problems in your home, your marriage, your family, and different things like that. Why would we want to carry these grave clothes?
Exactly.
Oh, church, I tell you, one day we're going to break forth some grave clothes here. Amen. Because the resurrection was spoken here, not on this. Hallelujah. Amen. It's what's in here that's going to get resurrected. Praise be to God. Now, here's a man that stands justified, not forgiven. See, not just forgiven, but justified. As though it never happened in the first place. See, that's what the voice has called you to. In your life, it's brought you to a justified condition. As though those things never happened. But see, what our problem is we can remember. See? We remember those things. But see, those things are washed.
Amen.
They're loosed from you.
Glory.
You've been set free. Is this helping you here this morning? I told you we're going to bring Lazarus up in front of us. Do you see it? Justified. As though it was never done.
Right.
Peter stood. Said, whack. Cut the servant's ear off. You know, Peter must have had problems with that sword. Because there's a scripture where Jesus said, put the sword up again. And he cut the ear off. And Jesus reached down and all that bloody mess, held it in his hand, and put it right back on the servant's ear.
Right. Exactly.
Justified.
Right.
As though it had never happened.
Right.
In the first place.
Amen.
Oh, don't let the devil say, oh, this was your life, and that was your life. And you know what you need to tell him? Mr. Devil, I don't know that person anymore. He died a long time ago. In fact, the Bible tells me that old man of sin was nailed to the cross. I don't know him anymore. I don't go to those places anymore. I don't feed on those dead things anymore. I've been justified. I've been brought to a place as though it was never done to begin with. Hallelujah to God. Think of it, church. Who needs all these grave clothes? But there he was. He was wrapped in all that. He couldn't help what he was wrapped in. See, your mama may have called you certain things. Your daddy may have said this about you. All these things like that. And they still have an effect upon you. But I'm telling you, this is how you overcome stinking thinking. You have to see yourself the way God sees you. Are you with me, church? You've been justified. You've been brought to a place. The blood has loosed you. Oh, hallelujah. And set you free. Praise God. There it is. You've been brought to a place. It was as though you never did it to begin with. That you never did it to begin with.
Right.
So it shows you he can overcome any condition, my brother.
Right.
Maybe today you're in a condition. And you think it's hopeless.
Right.
And you think there's no help.
Right.
That nothing can be done about the situation. But he says, Lazarus, come forth. That is the voice of the resurrection.
Amen.
The same one that spoke to Luther that said, the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
Come on, church. It's the same one that spoke to Lazarus and said, loose him. It's the same voice that speaks to you in these grave clothes.
Right.
That says, come forth.
Right.
Loose him and set him free. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. What was calling Lazarus forth? Perfection. Come on, church. Perfection was calling Lazarus to come forth. The voice of the age was calling Lazarus to come forth. See, that same voice that spoke to Luther, that spoke to Wesley, that speaks to Pentecost, is the same voice that is speaking to you. And it's the same voice that, see, the voice that summons all things is the voice that releases the condition, releases the place. that you're in. So that same voice that spoke to Luther and said, the just shall live by faith. But in our message, justification, a deeper understanding of the word, is it as though you never did it in the first place. See, in Luther's day, his people didn't even hear that. But they're hearing it now. They're hearing it now. Because this voice that's speaking in this hour, speaking to those of us in the message, is not only bringing us to a change, but that same voice is transcending into another dimension, my brother and sister. And it is releasing them. It is releasing them to come back. Hallelujah! Glory to God. I hope this is helping you this morning. So you don't need these grave clothes. These dead things of the past. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you. These dead things of the past, you don't need them no more. Amen. We'll just lay them right down there because we don't need them no more. Amen. Maybe somebody might, with a little act of faith, come up and just reach down and say, I don't need these dead things anymore. These things are done. I'm living a resurrected life now. I don't need what binds me. I don't need what ties me up. I don't need what wraps the dead things in my life. But see, that voice is the same voice. And that voice that is changing us is releasing them.
Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah! Church, you see it? See, you stand justified. Would you like to see something? Brother Branham says, now watch this. I hope this is blessing you. He says, now for instance, if Brother Green heard that I had been drinking and I'd been doing bad things, then he found out that I didn't do it. Then he come and said, I forgive you. Brother Branham said, you forgive me? I never done it. What you forgiving me about? But if I'm guilty, then I can be forgiven. But I'm still not just because I did it. But the word justified is as though you never done it. In the first place, you were never married to that old Adamic nature to begin with. And that's what he's calling out of you, to come forth, that seed of God in you, to bring you to the place where God wants you to be. Oh, hallelujah. So you stand justified. Justified, he said, as though you never done it at all. And then the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Till it's put in the book of God's forgetfulness. We can forgive, but not forget. See? What you have to do now is take that mind of Christ that you're supposed to receive and believe what that mind of Christ tells you you are. Christ's mind told him he could walk through a wall. Christ's mind told him that he could resurrect. He received the vision of the Father and the Father gave it to him and he believed Lazarus would come forth. See, it's that vision. And that's what you have to catch. I can't catch it for you. You know why? Because he said, Lazarus. It's a personal resurrection. Brother Branham said if he hadn't have said Lazarus, it had been a general resurrection. So apparently there must have been just one Lazarus in there, I guess. But he didn't say, come forth. He said, Lazarus, it's personal. Salvation is personal. Grace is personal. yes or no? And I'll tell you something. God does grace good.
Right.
I fail a lot at it.
Amen.
Sometimes I struggle with things, but God does grace good.
Right.
Sometimes I should forgive a brother or do this, that, or the other, and maybe I don't do it when I should, but God always does grace good.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
You remember that one.
Right.
God always does grace good.
Right.
So here you are, standing, justified. And you know why? Because the judge has declared you never did it in the first place. Brother Branham said, you got to turn it and see Christ. See, the judge has come to declare to the bride, you never did it in the first place. And where is the first place? In the mind of God, my brother and sister. In the very mind of God, where He saw you sinless and blameless with no sin in your life. Hallelujah. And He's bringing us back to that. Because the judge has declared, you never did it in the first place. Oh, he said, look, you can see his eyes. Look at his nose. The angels made up his hair. There he is. The judge has declared. No other age. Could we have true justification? And brought to a place, don't listen to the devil. See, Jesus never gave the devil an opportunity. He never listened to the devil. He never gave him a chance to build his power in his life. He said, it is written, Satan. See, that's why it's good to read the word, because Satan came back with the word. But the judge has declared that you never did it. Take those grave clothes off. Get rid of all those things that's binding you. Ask God to set your mind free. See, some people can't overcome because they can't overcome this. They won't surrender this to the very mind of Christ. Christ sees it the way the Word says it. And you are justified as though you never did it in the first place.
Right.
The judge has declared it.
Amen.
You're free.
Right.
Open up the doors. You're free.
Right. Amen.
You can go home.
Amen.
You ain't got to worry about going to jail. You're set free.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. The judge has declared it.
Right.
The judge says it.
Exactly.
You're free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
That's right,
man. Been set free. You are justified. Look, listen to what the Bible says here. You want a scripture? Romans 8 and 1.
Yeah.
There is now, no more condemnation.
Right.
Let's turn that. Let's make sure that we're saying that correct. Let's turn to Romans.
Amen.
Amen. I hope this is blessing you here this morning.
Amen.
Are you seeing yourself in a different way?
Amen.
Romans 8 and 1. Listen to this. There is therefore... Now, read it with me, church. Let's read it all together.
Amen.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Did you hear what the Word says? There is no condemnation. God does not condemn you. God does not bring condemnation into your life. He brings conviction. when he came to Mary and Martha, he wasn't there to comfort them. He was there to confirm them. Hallelujah. In that scripture, he calls Mary out. Those names are being called out, my saints of God. There is no condemnation. Don't let anybody put condemnation on you. Don't allow anybody's words to bring fear and doubt into your heart. If the word says you're free, you are free. The Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation. Didn't say you're working for it. Because His blood has loosed you. His blood has set you free. And you walk on this earth in a different condition. That's why the prophet of God said the rapture is in us now. Because all the work is being done in us now. But you have to yield to that work that's going on within you. Stop running! I have a brother that's in my church now. He sat in our church for over 20 years. His wife was she's just a wonderful saint of God, my pianist. My dad was pastor at that time. He's a fine man. Just he needed the Lord in his life. Never caused one problem in her or anything. Never told her, you can't go to church. You can't do this. And my dad told her, said, just live the life in front of him. And that means don't nag. Come on. So you serve your husband. You serve the Lord as you serve your husband. So do you nag to God? Well, that went over flat.
Yeah.
Don't nag him. Pray for him. Pray that he will find his position. You know why he don't want you to nag on him? Because you sound like his mother. You sound like his boss. You sound like the mean neighbor down the street. But you have a power, sister. You can create an atmosphere in your home. You believe that? I hope you believe that. Because that's what the prophet of God says. Would you like to see the atmosphere that you can create in your home? He says, could you imagine coming in the nighttime, tired, weary, worn? If you're a farmer, mechanic, preacher, whatever you are, you come in, and when you go into your little home, you're longing till you can get there. You open up the door, and your sweet little wife stands there. She greets you. She's all prettied up. Now watch. And cleaned up. Not face cream all over, and bunny slippers, baby puke all over them. See, sis, that's where you have to learn to turn the mother mode off. See?
That's right.
And the wife mode on.
Yeah.
And that comes through wisdom.
Right.
I mean, my goodness. He's been fighting devils all day long. He's been fighting every kind of thing out in the world that you can imagine. And you have the power to create an atmosphere in your home. Listen to what he says. She walks over and kisses you on the cheek. She says, Dad, you're tired. She sits down in a chair. She sets herself down on your lap. I'm trying to show you how to overcome something here, sister. Listen. She sets herself down on your lap. She puts her arms around you and she pats you. And it just seems like that you're not tired.
Amen.
And I can hear sisters in the mess. But Brother Keith, I'm much bigger than I was when I first got married.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I got a solution to that. Get a bigger chair. Get a bigger chair. Don't let that stop you. You're a sweetheart.
That's right.
He married you.
Yep.
He loves you.
Amen.
Pray for him.
Right.
Don't nag on him. Because the more you pray for him, and you say, well, you know what? He goes out here and he buys this and he buys that and the kids need this and the kids need that. Well, you know what you need to do? You need to go over his head and pray to Christ, and Christ will come down on him. But when you get to the place to where it's nag, 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 you don't want to hear that. You pray for him. He said, but wait, you know, he never does nothing around the house. Because the problem of it is you haven't entered in to one thing that you do have. It's called weakness. The woman, the Bible says, is the weaker vessel. So you need to learn to enter into your weakness. Honey. Because some people will say, well, I can't get him to take the trash out. I'll show you how to do it. Honey, this trash bag is so heavy and I need a big, strong, strapping man to bring it out for me. Woo! Man, I don't care if he's 80 years old. He's calling us. I'm trying to show y'all something here. Sisters, I'm trying to show you how you can create an atmosphere in your home. Brother Branham said, don't ever let the honeymoon cease. You enter into that weakness. I mean, my goodness, if he sees you go, see, what you got to understand is a man's ego.
Yeah.
Once you enter into his ego, you understand him.
Right. Yeah.
And here it is. He has to know you need his strength.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Are you listening to me?
Right.
He has to know that.
Yeah.
See, that's why it's important, brothers, that we live the life. Or she will call us Lord. And not, oh my Lord. But he will call us Lord. They will call us. Because we have a worthy headship. You can't demand subjection. You can't demand those things. If you want her to be under subjection, lead her into it and show her by you surrendering and understanding, getting into your subjection with Christ. Oh my, how did we get this out of Lazarus' grave? I'm telling you. I guess it's time for us to come forth.
Right.
It's time for us to be what God has called us to be.
Right.
Young people, God is calling you.
Right.
Oh, I was so touched by the young people up here. I was just so touched just listening to them sing and see him being a part. That's why it's so... Be careful, young people. The things that you're attracted to. Because the devil knows human nature. Because Brother Branham said he helped pervert it. And parents, you watch your kids. Sometimes we get guilty. We'll allow us to just go anywhere. Be careful with that.
Right. Amen.
And God put you there as watchers.
Amen.
Yep. Right.
But I was really touched by the young people. And I was seeing their desire to serve Him. And I would rather see that than see them out here listening to some bunch of rock and roll or some rap music or seeing the way these kids are. And let me tell you something, young kids. They may make fun of you and all that, but I want to tell you something. They are empty. And even your young little life can manifest Christ. Don't you ever be afraid to stand up for Christ. Because Christ will stand up for you. Don't get out here and try to be some loner. Sometimes you hear teenagers, well, I can't wait till I get 18 years old and I can get out of the house and I can do what I want to do. No, you're going to do what everybody else does. You ain't going to be no more different than nobody. You're going to fall right into the trap of the world. You ain't no more special. We come to that place, we have to, at your young age, ask the Lord. Say, Lord, I want you in my heart. Lord, I want you to save me. Lord, I want to hear that voice that Lazarus heard. Brother Keith said it's the same voice. Lord, I'm going to go into my room. I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask you, Lord, to come into my heart.
Right.
And young people, He'll do it.
Amen.
You ain't got to be old and decrepit and come with all kinds of sins and debaucheries in your life. Give your life to Him early.
Right.
See, Satan knows the nature. And he knows what to put in front of you. Because he understands. Satan is like the Eskimos. When the Eskimos start having trouble with a lone wolf, they understand how to get rid of that wolf. And what they'll do is the wolf has a nature. And wolves have to be in packs because one has to rip and tear. But when one is a loner, he's just a troublemaker. He's a scavenger and he can cause all kinds of problems. And what this Eskimo will do, they understand human nature. And they will take a knife. And they will take this knife and they will dip it. And as they dip it, and they dip it, and they dip it, and they dip it, and they dip it, what happens? They're dipping it in blood. And they come out, they have a knife. It's frozen blood.
Right.
Now see, the Eskimo understands the nature of the wolf. He knows he's a wild animal, and he's got to have blood to take the taste and to satisfy his taste. And the Eskimo, he'll just go out into the snow and he'll just go and he'll leave.
Right.
And young people, all of a sudden, gets the taste of blood, and the blood is frozen. And when a wild animal gets the taste of blood, it'll literally make them drunk because of the alcohol that's in the blood. That's why a vulture sticks his head in a dead carcass, because he sticks his head, that's why he's bald headed, he sticks his head in there and he does what he does and he pulls himself out. And he staggers around drunk because he's drunk on the blood, the alcohol of the blood. But the knife is stuck here, and the wolf comes up, and the next thing you know, he starts licking, and he starts licking, and the next thing you know, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and the next thing you know, he's sitting here, and he's licking, and he's licking, and now the sharp knife is ripping the tongue of the wolf, and now he doesn't even know the difference between the taste of the blood he was tasting and his own blood.
Right.
And he kills himself.
Right.
See, Satan knows the nature of fallen man. Young people, he knows what to put on the internet. He knows how your little hearts are. Are you with me? And the next thing you know, all the blood is gone. And there's a knife. Right like this. And the wolf is ripping his tongue to pieces because he's become insane with the taste of the blood. And now he starts being satisfied by his own blood.
Yeah, right.
And now he's digging more and more and more till he rips his tongue to pieces. And now the next day they find the wolf stuck over the knife. And the Eskimo just grabs him, picks him up, and discards him. And he did it because he knew the nature. That's why your nature has to be changed. Are you with me? That's why your nature has, that old nature has to be done away with. You need to ask God, bring me to the place, Lord. I don't want that anymore, Lord, in my life, Lord. I find myself, Lord God, doing things that Mom and Dad said I shouldn't do, but I want to do it. Well, young people, I'm here to tell you there's a way that you can change. See, you young teenagers, don't wait until you got a load of sins to bring to Him. Turn your life over to Him now. See, because the whole thing was the knife. This was only the cover. See? But then the wolf didn't know the difference when it changed. And he become more ravaged. He killed his own self by his own blood. See, young people? That's why it's important for you too to understand what God has done for you. See, don't just come up here and sing, but come up and sing with a purpose. Don't just do the things because the pastor says, well, do this, but do it because you understand why. You know, the Lord has changed my life, and I'm going to get up here, and I'm going to do what I can do, and I'm going to be a blessing to the church. Because, see, Satan wants to destroy your young life. That's why I said today, young girls, be careful with the pictures that you send. Be careful with those things. Because you will find out that thing will... Let me tell you something. It was Facebook that took down these Arab worlds over here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It was Facebook that took down the king and queen of Egypt. Because that's what they are, king and queen of Egypt. And they live on a river too. It's called the River of Nile. But I think a lot of us are living on a river called D-Nile. Satan knows you, Brother Branham says, better than you know yourself. Don't play in this hour. But the hour has come for you to come forth. To stand justified as though it was never done to begin with. Come forth. I'll try. Don't stop trying.
Right, right.
It ain't about trying.
Amen.
It's about accepting what God has said about you in your word.
Amen.
You're justified.
Amen.
Not just justified, but glorified.
Amen. That's right.
It's a finished work.
Right.
See, Satan knows that nature. Yep. And Satan knows how to get to you. But see, you have to come to that place where you say, I ain't thinking that way no more. My days of stinking thinking are over. Because I have put on the mind of Christ. And brothers and sisters, Christ is mine. Don't think on stink. Martha, come to the place in closing. She said, even now, Lord. Though he's in that condition. Though he's in the grave. Though he's corrupt, Lord. Even now, Lord. Maybe she didn't fully understand what she was saying, but you should. That when you say, even now, Lord, I know my home's falling apart, Lord, but even now, Lord, you can change it. Lord, I know my children are running away, Lord, and they're running out in the world, but even now, Lord, even now, stop that stinking thinking. Help us, Lord. Even now. Maybe you need a healing right now. Maybe you went to a doctor and the doctor has told you something that you haven't even told your husband or told your wife. Because you're afraid. Because you don't know how they're going to be able to handle it. Even now, Lord. The doctor says I've got cancer. Lord, but even now, you can heal it. Lord, even now. Lord, I'm going deaf, God. But even now, you can give me a new set of ears. Even now, that's how you overcome stinking thinking, saints of God. You've got to live a life that said, Lord, even now. Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it. Let me tell you something the Lord done for me. My daughter got married. And, of course, I'm the one who has to come up with all the money. And I have an account. On account, I don't have anything. So I prayed, I said, Lord, my wedding coordinator, my niece, she said, Uncle Keith, I'm going to need at least $500 for the week of the wedding. So whatever we have to do and things like that, I can give it to the people when we do and things like that. I said, I ain't got it. You know, pull a rabbit, I ain't got it. So I prayed. I talked to my wife about it. I said, I ain't got it. And I needed $500. I was down in my shed working. Got a phone call. My wife says, somebody wants to talk to you. Somebody ain't even been to church. Somebody that don't even come to church. And I'm thinking, oh Lord, what are they wanting to talk about? Oh Lord, I'm not ready for this, Lord. I'm dealing with my daughter's wedding and all like this. I said, all right. I said, I'll come up. I came up there and brother, she was standing right there, and she handed me, she says, he told me to give this to you. Joe told me to give this to you. He said that you would understand that was her husband. See, they were divorced. And he said, you'll know what to do with this. And she handed me $600. You ever had $600 just dropped in your hand? Said, he says, you'll know what to do. I said, you better believe I know what to do with it. Yes, sirree. I know what to do with it.
Right.
Now, here's the amazing thing. This is a divorced woman. I didn't think you could trust a divorced woman with $600. I mean, this woman has had some change in her life now. I knew her in the past. And she handed me $600. You know what? I was able to have the money. To be able to at the end that week for my daughter's wedding. So he can do anything, saints of God. All you have to do is believe him and trust him. Because I'll tell you, I thought it was over when I had my four-way bypass open heart surgery. I didn't think I'd ever be able to preach again. I didn't think I'd ever be able to even pick my little girls up. Just to lift them up because I had a scar cut from here all the way down here and 6 cuts on my leg all the way up here. I mean, you wake up to that and you don't even know what's happened to you. But God is a good God. And even in the worst time of my life, when I was down to the lowest ebb at that moment, and I was reaching for faith, grabbing for faith from everybody that came in the room. Because I'll be honest with you, I'll stand before you behind this sacred desk. I was scared.
Sure.
I did not know if I was going to live the next day. That's what they kept telling me. A blood clot could break off right now and you'd be dead by morning. Tell me you don't get close to God. Tell me you don't hear that voice speaking to you. And I got right to the place. I did not know. I could not get the faith I needed. I could not, just couldn't get the peace I needed. And I'll tell you what, God don't care about your comfort. No, He don't. Because He brought me all the way down where that male nurse, they shave you, they strip you, your dignity is exposed, everything about you is just exposed. And I asked that man, I said, could I have my Bible? And he said, sure. And he handed it to me and I flipped the Bible open to Proverbs 1 and 21. And it said, the heart of the king is in the Lord's hands. Amen. That's the peace that God can give you.
Amen.
I lost my wife in 2005. And I lost two babies. She was pregnant 7 months. Had twins. Died just like that. Been married almost 20 years. They call it cardiomyopathy. She just died. Her heart died. She didn't have a stroke, an aneurysm, a blood clot, or nothing. Her heart just died. I lost three in one day. Standing behind a sacred desk at my church ministering the life of Job. Walked out the door. My wife had stayed home that day. I hope this is okay if I can just share this with me, just to be an open book so you see. And I walked out the door. My daughter-in-law comes screaming, said that Angie, she was laying on the floor. She was blue, said that they couldn't get her to breathe. Her eyes are rolled back. I got in the vehicle, took off up the house, walked in, and there was my beautiful wife laying there, died right there in front of the refrigerator. Died right there. They tried, here was two of my older sons trying to resuscitate her, and they couldn't do it. All of a sudden, through the worst of that, through that trauma and that horrible experience, I looked up and a glimpse. God, all He had to do is give you a glimpse. And this is the honest truth. God, strike me with lightning, brothers and sisters. I saw two forms come out of her. And I saw them raise up. And I saw my two sons on the earth trying to resuscitate her. And I saw these two forms come up. And they had hair both about this length right there. And my wife come up out of her body. And she took one arm and she took the other arm. And she went right through that refrigerator. Just like that. And that was a glimpse that God gave me to help me to overcome all the lonely days and all the nights that laid ahead of me, my brother and sister. And the hardest thing that I had to overcome was where she died at. That used to just tear me up. That, God, why did you let her die in front of this refrigerator? Why not in the room? Why not over here? Why got to get up late at night and go to the refrigerator and stand over the very place? Right where my wife died. One day my two daughters were crying and it was just turmoil in the house and everything. And the quote came to my heart, to overcome, you have to do the opposite. And I called my girls over and I said, come here girls, come here, let's pray. And I took both of them in our arms and we stood right over the very spot. And we held each other in each other's arms. And I started talking to them and praying with them and coaxing them and just wooing them and just trying to give them peace and strength. And then the Lord quickened to my heart. That's how you overcome the complex. You have to do the opposite. So now instead of that place being a place of death and despair, we turn it into a place of joy and victory. That's why I tell you today, saints of God, you can't overcome, but you have to do the opposite. Help us, Lord. Oh, praise God. My, I didn't know I was going to say all that. Maybe that'll encourage you. Help you to realize that God can change any condition. God can bring peace in the time of a storm. God can turn your marriage from a desert into an oasis. Come on, saints. God can do it. And he's calling that voice, that same voice. Think of that same voice that spoke to a man in that condition is the same voice that will change your condition. If you just say, Lord, come into my heart and speak to me now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Lord, bless you, saints of God. Oh, praise God. See, you stand justified as though it was never done. Your first wedding was annulled. You never done it in the first place. Because there's only one thing could do it, and that would be God come down Himself. He took your place in the form of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and washed you by the water. See, He loosed you. God's own blood. Not the blood of a Jew or the blood of a Gentile. See, the blood of a Jew and the blood of a Gentile, that's two different types of blood. But this was the blood of God, God's own creative blood. And that blood has washed you. That blood has set you free. You're free, saints of God. You ought to raise your hands and thank God. You ain't got no grave clothes wrapped around you no more. Hallelujah. Come forth. Be loosed. Set free. And walk that resurrected life. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Amen. Oh, I just feel like just raising the hands and just thanking Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what all you've done for us, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for bringing us out of the dead things, Lord. Thank you, God, Lord, that you, Lord, were the one that took our place. You set us free. Help us now, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. We commit each one here, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe there's somebody here this morning. Maybe this voice has spoke to your spirit. And it's telling you it's time to come forth. It's time. It's time for you to become what the vision says you are.
Right. Exactly. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, my. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I just feel His presence here. I just want to give Him an opportunity here just for a few moments. Just give Him an opportunity. Only He can speak to your soul.
Right.
Only Jesus can satisfy the soul.
Amen.
You know that song, my sister? Yeah, G, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, maybe it's C, I'm sorry. Only Jesus can satisfy the soul. Only He can cleanse your life and make you whole. He'll give you peace you never knew, sweet love and joy, and heaven too. Can satisfy your soul, only Jesus can satisfy
to feed on. These are the things that bound you. These are the things that was trying to destroy your young mind. But my young brother, you're set free.
You don't have them no more.
And
you
got to
thank God for that. Okay? So we're going to pray that what that little act of faith right there is going to change something in your life. Because you just told me you wanted to send it down there. But to overcome, you got to do the opposite. So whatever it is in your life right now that is causing you problems, that's causing struggle in your life right now, you got to do the opposite. That's the only way to overcome it. You can't let your friends tell you what to do. This is your life. Free will agency is based on what God wants you to be. God wants your friends. God wants your mom and dad to be. They want you to be a Christian. They want you to serve the Lord. But you have to want that. You've got to have a personal relationship. Heavenly Father, this young brother, Lord God, he comes, Lord God. Father, I pray that these dead clothes, these grave clothes of his past, now, God, he's been set free. The blood has washed him and loosed his young life. And I pray, God, that he'll go forth now, Lord Jesus. Set him free now, Lord Jesus. Bless him, Lord God. Give him a resurrected life. Fill him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost in his life. Let him repent of all the sins of his life, Lord Jesus. Father God, let him come forth now. Lazarus, come forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't believe in my buddy, okay? All right, you just trust him. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Would there be somebody else here? Hallelujah. Bless you. Praise God. We want to give you an opportunity. Oh, don't be bound. Don't allow Satan to bind you. That hard step is the first step to take. Oh, hallelujah. Maybe there's something binding you that you're not even letting anybody know about. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. And make you whole. Only the voice of the resurrection. Only the voice of Christ can change your condition. Do you desire to be changed this day? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Only He can change your life and make you whole. Be someone. Give you an opportunity. Just turn it over to Him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I believe the Lord's wanting to do something for somebody here. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. God bless your sister. That depression?
Yeah.
You have to do the opposite. You don't listen to what the doctors tell you. You don't listen to the pills or whatever the pills the doctors are. Okay, praise the Lord.
If you get that, I'll do what you say.
Okay. Then do the opposite. Overcome. You know how? You got to get out of that depression. You got to go to people that are strong. You got to get around fellowship. You can't allow yourself to stay in that room. You can't allow yourself to stay in the house. You've got to change. You've got to roll the stone back. You've got to do something. And when you show God that you're doing something, see, the depression is nothing really bad. So it's not that you don't have a depression. You got a devil. You want to be delivered of that devil? See, because that's what depression is. Because you have to be willing to let go of that devil. Lord, our sister, Lord God, is struggling, Lord. And Father God, I pray right now that the Holy Ghost of God would come down and take our sister, Lord God. Father God, soothe this place in her life of depression. Lord, I pray now, Lord God, that that demon be released. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke it upon the authority of God's Word. And we claim the promise of your Word. Lord, set her free, God. Give her the faith, Lord God, to believe and accept the salvation. Lord God, give her the strength to believe, Lord God. Lord, that no matter, even if it gets worse, Lord God, she'll still believe. But help her, Lord, that she has to overcome, Lord Jesus, by doing the opposite. And Lord, I pray what I told her, Lord Jesus, she will go now, Lord, and begin to do that, Lord, and live a resurrected life, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. See, sister, you've got to do the opposite. If that's how you overcome. Bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Bless you, sister.
I would like to get rid of the baggage that I know I carry. The baggage I don't know that I don't
Just set her free right now in Jesus' name. Let her come forth in Jesus' name. Bless her, Lord. Give her the strength now, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lamb of God, she wants to be loose now, Lord Jesus. She's heard the voice to come forth, Lord. Now in Jesus' name, set her free, Father God. Set her mind free, Lord God. Take away the binding and the bondage of her mind and the things that people have put upon our sister, Lord God. Bless her now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless her, Jesus. Amen. You go believe in that, sister. You go claiming it. You do the opposite. Don't you listen to what the devil says. Don't you give him an opportunity. Don't you wake up in the morning and say, oh, it was just emotion. It was just feeling. You say, no, it was the blood that loosed me, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, set her free, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hey, bless you, my young brother.
I want to get rid of all the dead things in my life.
Oh, my, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Oh, glory. Amen. You mean these things? These things? All these dead things, things in the past, you want to get rid of them? Then throw them away. Just throw them away. Throw them away. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, by an act of faith, Lord God, our brother now, Lord Jesus, wants to be set free of the dead things, Lord God, that bind his life, Lord Jesus. Lord, open up his mind now, Lord Jesus. Give him the mind of Christ, Lord Jesus. Fill him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost in his life, Lord Jesus. Let him live a resurrected life now, Lord Jesus. Let him come forth as a full resurrected Son of God. Lord, bless him now in Jesus' name. Take this young mind now, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, anoint him, Lord Jesus. Bless him now in Jesus' name. Lord, he's thrown away, Lord God. He don't want these dead things of the past, Lord God. These things that people have put upon him. Names that people have called him, Lord God. Oh, what mother or fathers or different things, Lord. Family members, Lord God. Give him the mind now to set him free in Jesus' name. Bless him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, son. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray for Isaac. Touch him now, Lord Jesus. Strengthen him now, Lord God. Touch his body. Lord, that same voice, Father God, that called Lazarus from that condition. Bring him out of this condition, Lord God, in his stomach. Bless him now in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless him, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I believe the Lord wants to do something here. Set you free. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to what the voice is saying. To come forth. To be loosed. To be set free. Hallelujah. 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 Only Jesus can satisfy the soul. Only He, oh, change your life.
Make you whole.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Let me bless you, you know, Lord. Father, I pray now, Lord Jesus, God, that your will, Lord God, would be done. I ask you now in Jesus' name that you would touch, Lord God, this condition, Lord God. Change this condition, Father. Bring it, Lord God, to a full restoration, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray for Benny, Lord God. I pray that you would bless him. Lord God, help him and strengthen him, Lord. Father, let him come forth, Lord, as a resurrected Son of God, Lord Jesus. Let the seed of God, Father God, Lord, that would be in his life, Lord Jesus. Lord God, Lord, take away all the binding. Take away all the dead clothes. Take away all the dead things, Lord God. Take away all the things of his past, Lord Jesus. And Lord, let him stand justified, Lord God, as though these things was never done. Take away the hurt and the pain in his heart, Lord Jesus. Bless him, Lord God, as a husband and wife, Lord. Lord, encourage them, Lord Jesus, to serve you, Lord. Let the voice speak in their life, Lord Jesus. I pray from this day forth, Lord, that he would go forth now, Lord Jesus. Bless him now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
You have to do the opposite, Benny. You have to overcome all your struggles. You have to do the opposite. That's how you overcome the conflict.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, give him an opportunity. Give him an opportunity. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he'll do it. He'll do it. Give me a little season of time. Blessed Lamb of God, to overcome, you have to do the opposite, to overcome the complex. Whatever your struggle is, don't keep going that way. You have to turn and do the opposite. If you're a person that's stingy, you got to start giving. If you're a person that's got to be number one, be number two. Do the opposite. Anyone else, give me an opportunity. Hallelujah. Oh, Lamb of God. We don't need these things anymore. This isn't what God resurrected. This isn't what God spoke to. We don't need these things anymore. Hallelujah. 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 Holy Spirit, flow through me. Don't need them. They're gone. He loosed you from your past. He loosed you from the things that you're struggling with. You're free. You stand resurrected in Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Flow through me. Spirit, flow through me, flow through me,
flow through me,
Holy Spirit, flow through me,
as I lift
us up. Oh, to magnify thy name. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Flow through me. Let Him flow through your life. Oh, hallelujah. Song that we sing at our church. It's a real blessing. It's a real simple song. And it goes like this. Justified, justified. Never done it in the first place. Justified, justified, justified. Never done it in the first place. Justified.
Try G, sir.
Justified, justified. Never done it in the first place. Justified, justified, justified. Never done it in the first place. Justified.
How about that, church?
Justified, justified. Never done it in the first place. Justified. Well, justified, justified. Never done it in the first place. Justified.
Are you
justified? Justified. Never done it. Justified, justified, justified. Never done it in the first place. Justified.
Listen now.
Justified, justified. Never done it in the first place. Justified, justified, justified. Never done it in. Now here's a song that you sing, see? Oh, glory, justified. Justified. Never done it in the first place. Justified. Justified. Thank you. Appreciate it. Justified. Never done it in the first place.
Sing it unto Him and think about it. What are we? Justified. Justified. Never done it in the first place. Justified. 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 Never done in the first place. Justified. Amen. You know, the prophet said, what's what it means, isn't it? No, you never done it. But then he picks it up a little higher, doesn't he? He said, the real you never did do it. That new birth that's inside of you never did have any trouble. We did a lot. That's why he's still working on us. Right? Enjoy the message.
Amen.
Let's give our brother. Just make sure you tell him how much you appreciate the message. We appreciate him coming, being with us, pouring out his heart, and appreciate his family and all of them coming and the different ones, and I'll just pray that the Lord would bless. But you make sure you tell him how much you appreciate the message, right? Amen. Amen. All minds clear, all hearts clear. Just think about him. He paid the price for us that we could be free. And all he wants us to do is just accept it. But you know, that's too simple, isn't it? too simple to accept. Just a gift. We always think that we've got to do something to deserve it. But there's nothing we could do to deserve eternal life. He took care of the problem. Amen. So just make sure you tell our brother how much you appreciate it. Amen. Father, we thank you for the day. We thank you for your love and your grace unto us. Thank you for the words that we've heard. And for our brother pouring out his heart unto us. And we believe it, Lord, because it is your word. And we believe that where we stand, Lord, is in the place that we must believe who we are. Believe in what you said we are. We're already resurrected, sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And Lord, help us to confess that and not to confess our faults and failures and our ways and doings. And help us to do as we've said, Lord, that when the devil reminds us of what we've done in our past, may we remind him, Father, of what the future lies in state for him, that he will be annihilated. And Lord, we don't want that because we don't have that thought in our mind. But we know it will take place. We love you and we thank you. Bless our brother, Lord, and just give him strength and body. Yes. Lord, as he's traveling on home today, and just bless with him, be with him, and take care of him on the highway. And let your grace be sufficient for all our needs. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.
This is